This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for joining us here today. I also want to thank the media. We found out about this incident from you guys, and I think that should be commended and acknowledged. And from a county legislative perspective, we're really aggravated. We haven't had transparency and the insight into what has been going on. So today we're going to be suspending in a resolution. I'm happy to hear that the majority caucus appears to be on the same side as us, calling for an investigation into the incident that happened with the county sheriff's office and the subsequent incidents that happened with the Erie County paying out settlements as a result. It is important that this investigation happen within the Erie County Legislature. The chairman does, by charter, have the ability to subpoena, and that's an important one that we're going to need to use. Simply put, this incident doesn't pass the smell check, and it's our job to take a further look into it. That being said, I'm happy to turn it over to you guys for any questions.
Okay. True or not, your colleague across the aisle said, because I know that the information was supplied that there was a settlement, didn't give much detail back. You don't vote on those, right? Like they do at Common Council?
To be very clear, there's several departments that are involved in this. This isn't just the Sheriff's Office and BPD. So what would have happened is this would have went over to the County Attorney's Office. The County Attorney would have had the facts to make the settlement. Then it went through to the County Executive's Office. The settlement would have went over to the Controller's Office to be paid out. So this is why we're calling for an investigation, because this has hit many more parts than just one office.
Oh, okay. My question is, you don't have to approve these settlements, right? You don't vote on them, right?
No. Correct.
Like they do over across Broad Street?
Correct.
Are you self-insured, the county self-insured?
Yes.
That's okay. Have you, any of you had a conversation with the county attorney?
No, not regarding this. That hasn't come up at this point. This is why we're calling on the investigation, because we need the answers just as much as you do.
But I mean, he has some answers. I mean, I would think that it's not a first step before you do this. Like, you'd want to get some information from him.
We would need to call him over to have the conversation. Yeah. Can I just stop you guys? If you guys want to direct, just to make this easier, I'm Legislator Larigo. Obviously, this is Legislator Chicago Green. If you can just direct where your questions are going.
I mean, this is for any of you. Is this disappointing that this has come at the expense of taxpayers in Erie County?
Yeah, absolutely, and that's why we need to look into this. We need to have the answers, because we're responsible to the taxpayers and how that money is being spent, so we need to be able to provide those answers.
And you guys, like the others, you know, they kind of feigned being blindsided. They said they didn't know anything about this until they saw it on TV?
Yeah. Absolutely, and that's why we want to get a full conversation about this. I'm happy to hear that they are in the same position that we are, that they want the answers, and I expect when we suspend this in today that we'll have bipartisan support to move forward with this resolution to call for an actual investigation.
Well, you would hope to have it. Do you really expect to have it?
We should. If they're out there saying that they want an investigation, this is the opportunity to do so. As the legislative body, we can call for an investigation. The chairman can use his subpoena power. We should do it.
Any of you can answer. I just have two quick questions. Car policies. I believe I've read the county car policy. Does the sheriff's office, in any of your knowledge, have a different county-owned car policy than what?
Do you want to take this?
I can address that. The car policies are going to differ between departments, but particularly when you're talking about a vehicle that is an undercover vehicle, there are going to be policies that do differ. They change license plates on a regular basis, things along those lines. They actually change the vehicles from time to time. You know, for investigative purposes, they do have different policies.
So they do have a different policy?
There are different policies for undercover vehicles.
Do you have that policy?
I'm sure my staff can get you a copy, or, you know, that's something we can look at. No, but I know that they have a different policy for undercover vehicles and police investigations.
I had another question, but I just lost it, so someone else can go.
No problem.
We've been told by the county attorney that the sheriff relayed the message to him that the chief was on duty when this incident happened. Because of that, this came at the expense of taxpayers. If he were to be off duty, which we are hearing from our sources, this would have to come out of his pocket. I mean, if you find that to be true, will you be taking more serious action then?
Well, I think you bring up a good point. That we don't have the answers. I mean, the whole purpose of calling for this investigation is so that we can have the county attorney come over here, be on the record, under subpoena power, and give us the answers exactly like what you're asking.
Concerns that, like, you know, in that press conference that the sheriff had, unrelated to it, but did address it, that, you know, he already, like, kind of seemed to dismiss, right, calling it a car accident, right? Does that give you kind of guys some pause as far as, like, transparency goes and things?
We have... Let me just jump in here. We have very specific questions that we want answered in this investigation. If you want, we have the resolution to pass out, including some of those questions. I think it's important that we have transparency. That's what this is about, is we owe the taxpayers the answer.
But even further to this point, I was at that press conference with the sheriff, who continually said, this is just a car accident. This wasn't really a car accident.
Well, there were seven car accidents.
Right. I mean, when you hear that, what goes through your mind?
This is why we need to have a full investigation. This is why we need to ask the questions that need to be asked and understand all the facts around the situation. But without having that conversation, it's hard to address those comments.
But, you know, I want to follow up on her question about whether he was on duty, off duty, so are taxpayers on the hook. But it was a county-owned vehicle, right? So they're on the hook no matter whether he's on duty or off duty.
It's a county-owned vehicle. I would have to refresh, and I don't have the answer right now about what the liability would be. But right. This is... And I respect you guys a lot for everything you're doing, because this is exactly why we need the answers. That's why it's so important. The chairman has the power to subpoena these answers. It's my understanding that the press has put out some FOIA requests that have been ignored. This is why it's really important that the legislature take this to the next step.
I remember. Mm-hmm. Is there a rule, or do you have an expectation that when something like that happens, you're informed?
We have an expectation, and maybe we should look at changing that into a rule.
You guys do have regular communication with the sheriff. I mean, he does meet with you on a regular basis, and he hasn't brought this to your attention. How do you feel about that? Is that disappointing to you?
What are you referring to by meeting with the sheriff on a regular basis?
Occasionally, he comes and talks with you about his priorities and things like that, but there hasn't been any proactive conversation by the sheriff with you guys.
There's been no communication about this incident to me. I can only speak for myself. But in terms of coming over, he comes over to the legislature. We're inviting him in our resolution to come over to the legislature and discuss this matter.
Do you think this needs to be taken to a higher level and possibly the AG's office to investigate this?
I think we need to know the facts first. It's really hard to answer all of these questions without really having that first conversation. Again, that's why it's so important that the chairman uses subpoena power so we can get the answers to these questions. And I expect and hope for their bipartisan support of this resolution that we all seem to agree on today. Saying it is one thing, it's time to act.
You know, in the past, when you've questioned the sheriff's office's authority, their decision making, it's very combative. The meetings have been very combative, and it may not be your side of the fence, but when anyone asks critical questions of the sheriff's office, it turns combative, right? What are your expectations if you subpoena them in? What are your expectations when he comes in to answer these questions, right? How are you going to react if he doesn't answer something? Or does a runaround, which he has done in the past.
Do you want to take this? Sure. Go ahead. Oh, I'm sorry.
No problem. So, that answer is quite simple. I hold him accountable as we are held accountable. He's going to answer those questions if we get the opportunity that Chair Myers would call that session, that we can have that investigative committee together.
And I would point this back, just to add one more thing. I really want to point this back and make sure that, you know, we're looking at the whole thing. This isn't just about the sheriff's office. To have these settlement payments go out, which is what we want to investigate, it involves several layers of county of government where alarm bells should have went off. So the Buffalo Police Department issued a statement to the sheriff's office, an accident report. Then it goes to the county attorney. The county attorney negotiated a settlement. Then it was approved by the county executive. Then it goes to the controller and the check goes out. We have a problem here that we need to address, and that's why this is so much deeper and bigger than at the surface level.
Are you disappointed with the transparency of the sheriff's office? There have been FOIA requests that were filed directly with the sheriff's office to get to the bottom of this, and none of this information was provided.
I think it's important for all layers of government that we have an open and transparent government, and I understand that the media is very frustrated with the FOIA request being ignored, and that is why we are specifically calling this by Committee of the Whole, which is a power by charter in the legislature, so that the chairman can subpoena, so you guys, we can get the answers, the media can get the answers that we need.
There's some of us that have been here for a while.
Yes.
And I can tell all three of you that the sheriff's office is one of the least transparent agencies that I personally have ever dealt with. This is not new, right? They have not changed. Can you change the atmosphere over there of denying just about every single FOIA request for bogus reasons?
I can only speak on behalf of the legislature because that's where we're elected to. The sheriff is an independently elected official. What I think is important in this scenario is that we use our subpoena power to get all of the parties involved, not just the sheriff. I understand that the sheriff is a part of this, but I want to hear this from top to bottom. This is a huge issue with several layers of government. We have the power to get those answers, and we need to exercise that power.
But does it concern you all what I'm saying? Because it's not really an opinion. It's a fact. I have probably filed 34 requests with them in the last maybe 10 years.
One.
And it was not controversial at all. That's why I got it. That doesn't concern you all.
I apologize. I didn't mean to speak over you.
Is it concerning what I'm telling you?
It is, because we, as a government, as any elected official, we need residents and taxpayers to trust our government. So at any level, I'm concerned. There should always be transparency.
Bottom line here, what's the message that you guys want to relay to taxpayers who this came at the expense of them? And, you know, now maybe their trust in the sheriff's office and the Buffalo Police Department is dwindling.
I understand where they're coming from. They're owed answers, and this is our effort to get them. And I hope that we have the bipartisan support to pursue this further. It's time to, you know, this isn't just about calling a press conference and telling you guys we're disappointed. The minority caucus is here with legislative action that would require this conversation to take place.